king of the beat. You see him rocking that beat from across the street. And Beat Street is a lesson too, because you can't let the streets beat you. Well, a picture can express 1,000 words to describe all the beauty of life you give. And if the world was yours to do over, I know you'd paint a better place to live, where the colors would swirl and the boys and girls can grow in peace and harmony, and where murals stand on walls so grand as far as the eyes are able to see. I never knew art till I saw your face, and there'll never be one to take your place, cause each and every time you touch a spray paint can, Michelangelo's soul controls your hands. Then serenades of blue and red, and the beauty of the rainbow fills your head. Crescendo colors playing tune, man, why oh why'd you have to die so soon? Ashes to ashes and dust to dust, where the good die young is all thy must, cause as life must live, death must die, and the tears shall fall from the living eye. The teardrops fall for the state of mind of the beautiful lady that you left behind, in love and alone, but now you're dead, and she still can't get you out of her head. More tears fall for all you've done, trying to be a good father to your only son, but now who's gonna make sure that he's fed? Put a shirt on his back and a roof overhead. Tell me who's gonna dream the impossible dream of the beautiful cities and the islands' dreams, when your works of art brought into being all that the ghetto stopped you from seeing. Bones on the sidewalk, garbage in the street, abandoned buildings, bricks and concrete. The ladies on the corner are selling that body, and everybody wants a part in that party. I'm hanging out tough, rocking late at night, running wild in the town of the neon light. You either play some ball or stand in the hall. You gotta make something out of nothing at all. I'm sitting in the classroom learning the rules, and it says you can't do graffiti in school. They can't be wrong in the hollowed hall, so my notebook turned into a brick wall. The heart of a lion and the courage of three, in the mind of a man which wiser than me. You're the soul of the brother who won't come back, who died in my arms on the railroad track. Cause I'm caught in the rat race looking for my own space. It gotta be a better place for you and me. There's pie in the sky and an eye for an eye. Some people gotta die just to be free. Search for justice, what do you find? You find just us under the unemployment line. You find just us sweating from dawn to dusk. There's no justice, it's just us. Still life urban masterpiece. Your trademark was written on chains and walls. $1 million gift only God released. And yet you got killed for nothing at all. So after this, there'll be no more hard times, no more bad times, and no more pain. No more chump chains.
Yo, what's up, Twin Cities? Welcome back. Happy New Year. Welcome to another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. Starting out this evening with a tribute to the B-Boys and the B-Girls out there. Also celebrating one of the founders of hip-hop, also known as Grandmaster Flash, born Joseph Robert Sadler, January 1st, 1958, out of the Bronx. Known as, again, one of those early Jedis of hip-hop music, along with Afrika Bambaataa and Cool DJ Kool Herc, one of those original creators. Grandmaster Flash celebrated a birthday on the first of the year. Was part of the Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. You hear Melly Mel in the background. That was a title track from one of the best early B-boy movies, called, known as Beat Street. There was also Wild Style Breaking. Several, as hip hop was coming of age, and for those of us who are old school hip hop heads and old school B-boys, breakdancing might have been the most important pillar in hip hop. Definitely one of the first, before the lyricists really started to get hold and become a bit more creative with their lyrical styles. It was really this unique thing of dancing, spinning on your head, dancing on the floor, which, you know, some of the elements, you know, whether it be capoeira out of Brazil or locking, which is something that was pretty popular in a lot of communities, and even James Brown and some of the things that he was doing with the splits and a whole bunch of other things gave birth to this unique music. And we celebrated the 50th year. I think we're up to the 53rd year now. The other thing that's crazy is we have been doing this show now coming up on in February. I think the last week in January will be our 7th year. So shout out to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. Can't believe we've been doing it this long, but want to pay tribute today to one of those very important pillars of hip hop, and that's the B-boy, B-girl, breakdancing. Thought I would profile some B-boy hits, early B-boy hits. As I tell folks, a lot of times, you know, the musical part of hip hop kind of didn't come on as early as maybe the B-boys and some of the early breakbeats. Well, that's the DJ element, but really the rapper element was kind of slow to take hold and really like reach its pinnacle, which some would argue that happened in the 90s. But anyway, welcome back, Twin Cities. Welcome to Beast Rhymes and Democracy. Join us this evening. We got our man 50 Grand, B. Buckner, is in the house. L. Boogie is in the house. Hey. We up in here.
What up?
2026. A lot going on. A lot to talk about in addition to the history of hip-hop. What's up, Mr. Buckner? How you doing this evening, brother?
Man, I'm going to find my steel door real quick and just kind of hunker down. Just keep out of people's harm's way right now. It's getting a little too real out here. It's been a very interesting weekend. And even with a little bit of a capstone today with the news of Governor Walz taking a step back, which I know we're going to get to a little later, but things in Venezuela and now the conversation that's going on across the Caribbean, including going into Cuba, potentially going into Cuba and Mexico and Colombia, and then with the State Department with a very clear statement saying this is our hemisphere, which is quite daunting to say the least. So it's good to hear some good memories of music from back in the day. I know you used to get down to this as well as a B-boy, so it's going to be good to kind of reminisce for a minute.
Yeah, definitely. I remember seeing this movie in Uptown, I think it wasn't the Uptown Theater. It was the theater. I mean, it could have been the Uptown Theater. I feel like it was the theater in the next block, the 3,000 block. Not the Lagoon. It's a theater now that is has been turned into a venue, music venue, in the middle of the block, just across the street from Calhoun Square. If my memory serves me correct, I remember seeing Beat Street in that particular theater, and Wild Style was something I saw much later. I know Sheila E. was in Wild Style. A lot of other artists, I think the Fat Boys and some other folks. And then the other movie that I remember of that era was Breaking. We got a couple tracks. It's interesting because I was talking to some folks about Kraftwerk. We played a track from Kraftwerk last week. Did we play that? L Boog? I think so. What was the name of that song? We got another track from Kraftwerk, and we were just talking about, you know, the musical elements of breakdancing, you know, the whole breakbeat movement, and really, which, you know, you got Zapp, you got George Clinton, you got a lot of funk music, as well as, you know, more technically driven electronic music that has a certain beat and a certain cadence that began, those songs began to make their way in. And Kraftwerk's out of Germany. They have a song, Tour de France, that was in featured in Breaking, a really great scene. And then Art of Noise also had a track. I'm playing that tonight called B-Box, basically. So it was interesting how hip hop emerged in the early years. And again, want to focus on that element of the art form this evening. So I remember, this track I remember from the movie, but the songs that I was more so listening to, whether it was at Northgate or the Roller Gardens or in gyms, you know, Powderhorn Park here on the South Side and elsewhere, were songs like Beatbox from Art of Noise, Tour de France, definitely Herbie Hancock's Rocket, you know, again, early songs in as this new art form, new music genre began to emerge, where people, again, were spinning on their heads and doing, you know, helicopters, air swipes, and all these other things. A part of E&E Connection, I've said a shout out to my cousin Chris, part of E&E Connection, host of breakdancers all over the Twin Cities, I remember back in the day. You know, Crazy Legs, I'll send a shout out. Crazy Legs celebrated a birthday, a part of New York City breakdance crew. So hip hop was interesting how it emerged, and a lot of folks didn't think that it would last. And here we go, you know, we are 50 plus years in, and it still continues to deliver.
I remember I was seven. My cousin Nick, he's older. He was really cool. He had moved down here from up north. Was one of the original hair band guitarists and drummers and singers, and so he's a rocker. But he was also a b-boy. He would. You gotta remember to ask him about that. He was showing me breakdancing moves, and I remember he had parachute pants on and. Shortly after that, I played bingo up at the Res, and I won $100 and some or something like that, or I probably won more. My parents kept half of it, and I went and bought myself some high top Nikes and a pair of red parachute pants.
Oh,
that with my bingo money. I was in elementary school. I was in third grade.
so it's real.
That.
Go ahead, B.
I'm just saying that's an amazing story right there. My third grade, I got some with my bingo money. I mean, that's a Minnesota story right there. Up North Res, that's a Minnesota story onto itself.
And it was like in a hall somewhere. I don't even remember really what it was like, but yeah. And then my cousin, because I'm the oldest, second oldest cousin is a male. His name is Tom. He inherited those parachute pants after I grew out of them, and he still won't let me hear the end of that story. He's like, he goes, I got hand-me-downs from my cousin Lisa. They were parachute pants and a Bon Jovi t-shirt.
Wow.
You know, it's interesting.
You weren't going to ask me what my shirt said?
What did your shirt say?
Slippery when wet.
Slippery when wet. Okay.
what was that? Not surprised.
See you. Interestingly enough, Grandmaster Flash and Crazy Legs of the Rocksteady Crew and New York, you know, very diverse city. You have Crazy Legs, who I think was Puerto Rican. So you have this convergence of all these former gang members or just folks, young people in a New York City area who gave birth to this this new art form. So it's very interesting that Grandmaster Flash and Crazy Legs are both celebrate their birthday on the 1st of January. And then the other thing that's interesting is today, January 5th, is the 40th anniversary of the first hip-hop song that I heard. Now, again, the B-boy style and some of the other things that were happening musically had already kind of, you know, hip hop was kind of, it was emerging, but Rapper's Delight celebrates its 40th anniversary. It's actually more than 40 years. No. More than 40 years right now. My bad.
Like 50, it'd be like 50 something.
Yeah, it's actually 46 years. 46 years. Like I said, like hip hop had already kind of been emerging, but one of the most influential hip hop tracks was the release of Rapper's Delight. And that's where the rap portion of hip hop began to emerge, and the cellular development that occurs. This, you know, you had these unique songs, some of which I'll play for the B-boys, that didn't really have, you know, the rappers, really, really accomplished rappers, but the music was right. The music made sense. and the music is what rocked the crowd. And then those early DJs had those break beats and early turntablism, of which Grandmaster Flash was a master. So again, we walking through hip hop history. We try to do that on this show, but we want to focus a little bit on that today, along with a lot of interesting things that are going on around the world and in our state. But I think there's a good time for us to take a music break, since I got a lot of tracks I want to get through this evening. Again, thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org, on the net, Fresh Air Community Radio. We'll be right back, y'all.
Got a shop, studio, food truck, or side hustle with soul? KFAI loves small businesses that keep the Twin Cities vibrant. Underwriting with us gets your name out to listeners who care about showing up, buying local, and spreading the word.
Underwriting with KFAI is not just support, it's connection. Let's grow something good together. Learn more at kfai.org/underwriting.
Thank you.
All right, Twin Cities, welcome back. As we take a walk down memory lane, the early years of hip-hop, with that b-boy style, b-boy, b-girls. We've interviewed some b-boys, at least one b-boy, multiple b-boys when I think about it, and at least one b-girl on this show in the past. Mr. Buckner, L. Boog, when did you first fall in love with hip-hop?
Wow. Good shout out to Brown Sugar on that one.
Good catch. I know.
Man, that's actually a great question. I think really, I'm gonna say, you know, the early days, the Melly Mel's, the Furious Five Plus One, the message itself.
That track. That was important.
I wasn't a big fan of Rapper's Delight. I thought it was different and everything else, but there was something about the as you know, we continue to call it, you know, hip hop is the CNN of the streets. You know, the original stuff, the message, you know, is probably the thing that really caught me the first time. And then it kind of just, you know, pushed on into you know, going into Public Enemy and everything else. So that's where it was. But I'd be remiss if I did not give a shout out to the Travitron and the Hip Hop Shop and on KMOJ. And every Saturday, especially after rushing home after watching some of our games at North High School or going over to other schools, and then the Hip Hop Shop would be on, and Trav would be pulling stuff in from New York as much as he could to share what was going on. So I caught it early. I caught it early, without question.
A book?
Mine correlates directly with some other pop culture. So Beastie Boys, 1986, License to Ill. And it correlates with their video release on MTV, music videos. My dad... We didn't have money, but my dad knew how to hotwire cable boxes. So we'd hotwire the little cable boxes so we could get our free MTV so I could watch music videos. And the Beastie Boys were my first introduction, and I had their tape, License to Ill. And they were my introduction, besides what my dad would play. But I, you know, that wasn't necessarily mine. Mine was Beastie Boys for sure. That's who I fell in love with. And then later, you know, it's stuck with me long enough, but it stuck with me. But I, you know, I had a moment of like metal and music because I was all, you know, I was a skateboarder. I was a bike. I rode a bike, you know, trying to do stunts. But then I would go back. I went back into more of a hip hop phase. And that was a lot of West Coast artists. Artists we can't play on the radio.
I mean, we can play some of those instrumentals.
It'd be a little hard.
It is
Luke.
You know what's interesting? I think for me, because I was coming through it as it was happening, it was like there wasn't one moment. It was the collective. Whether it was, I remember these different points in time. I remember my brother, who used to work at Musicland on Hennepin Avenue, downtown Minneapolis, coming in to the room like one Saturday night and telling me about this song, you know, and this song was Rapper's Delight, right? And so I think that was late 70s, right? Might have been
late 70s.
79, I remember that. I remember, of course, breakdancing, learning to breakdance in my grandmother's basement with my cousin Chris. Again, shout out to E&E Connection, of which I'm a member. I remember traveling throughout the Twin Cities and watching in the infancy of hip hop, these B-boys at birthday parties, in the parks, wherever there was a floor that you could get a good spin on, right? Folks were in the mix breakdance. I remember in high school breakdancing, you know, getting caught on film and ending up in the school newspaper at Roosevelt, right? I remember skipping class and going to Sabathany Community Center just so I could breakdance for hours trying to figure out how to get the helicopter, of which I still struggle to today. But it was a lot of different moments. I remember when Smoke a Delight, shout out to Smoke D, Derek Stevens, Delight. I remember Smoke moving in from Cincinnati and listening to KMOJ, some of those early songs that shaped hip hop, and making those mixtapes, right? Or you know, recording those songs and then playing them back. I remember playing those on the bus when I went to middle school, right? So hip hop was just all around me, and I was a part of it. It was a part of me. First record I ever purchased was by Queen, another one, Bites the Dust, another track that is important to hip hop. I didn't think about that one as I was lacing tracks up. So being that B-boy, Northgate, I was just looking up Northgate, which came out in the 80s, Northgate over on Plymouth Avenue, you know, started out, it was kind of a roller skating alternative to the roller gardens over south, which everyone used to come from, St. Paul, north side, south side on the 17, the north side, everyone, it met up to 21, and we went right by where we live right now. I remember that. I remember when Northgate happened, and first it was skating, but then it became a venue for parties. And Travitron was probably there, and LST, and all these different DJs, you know. And pretty soon, Northgate became a venue for early hip-hop dancing. You know, the skate, rock, skate, roll, bounce, that was, you know, that was ushering in this new era of this new genre. And, those are my memories of hip-hop back in the day.
I mean, it's remarkable about how moved by the young people. You know, these movements are moved by young people and the ideas to be able to connect with each other, to try new things, as you're talking about the helicopter spin, or, you know, the various moves and just the styles, and how it started to influence how people not only dressed, talked, you know, connected with each other and everything else. And that created a culture that has, again, it's now spread worldwide. For us here in Minnesota, the story I always talk about how we normally got music, you know, literally 6 months behind everybody else. But there was that continuous drum that continuous passed on. Even though we got it a little later, we picked it up very quickly and we started to figure out how to remix it and make it happen from there. When you talk about folks coming from Cincinnati, coming from other parts of the state and the country, that there was this one major thread that hip hop connected, you know, the young generation, not just of Black African Americans, but a little bit of everybody and a little bit of everything. You know, even on, I know that we've had on this show rappers and artists from across the diaspora, you know, that says hip hop is global, hip hop is international, hip hop is not about one people, but it creates one people. And so what's been fascinating to watch, and even, you know, going down memory lane about this a little bit, because I right now, as you know, as you asked, when did you fall in love with hip hop? I still remember coming home from a North Central game, you know, which, you know, it felt like everybody was there, but having to turn on Travitron's show. And it was almost like that was the grill, the news that brought us all together. And we started talking about things such as the dancing and everything else, how that really shaped who we could be. And that we were supported by our elders, you know, that we created Northgate. We had Ruth Hawkins, YWCA, excuse me. And we had North Commons. We had all these places. We had Roosevelt, Sabathonian, all these places where people can go to be their true authentic self. And I think that's, you know, the reason why I'm like enjoying the going down memory lane and it's in the face of everything else that's going on right now. That it gives us that belief that we can create culture, identity that is actually for the good and for the many, as opposed to what's going on today. So I think it's appropriate. And, you know, the anniversary day is always around President's Day.
That's
for
right.
us,
I
for
remember that.
Tribal democracy.
I remember that.
That was our first show on KFAI.
Wasn't that we had there. Andrew Yang, right? Isn't that who we interviewed? That was our first show.
Andrew, Mr. Universal Basic Income himself.
That's right.
Everybody gets some dough.
That's
everybody
right.
gets some dough. And but the fact that we were able through hip hop to be able to get into an emerging presidential candidate,
mm-hmm.
and that he not only understood and respected that, but many others did as well. That, you know, we're going to have to remember those moments that kind of built us as a collective and start to connect us. And, you know, maybe we all might have to get some parachute pants and some high tops again and just, you know, revisit it.
Sounds like we need to throw an 80s party with some of these old school tracks. Speaking of old school tracks, let me get back into some of those. Again, thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here early in January 2026. You can check it out at KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis on your dial or KFAI.org. Again, Radio Without Boundaries. We'll be right back, y'all.
When I was a little baby boy, my mama gave me a brand new toy. Two turntables with a mic, and I learned to rock like a Dolomite. Time went by on this God creation. I knew someday I would rock the nation, so I made up my mind just what to do. And I joined with the Gem on production crew. So go crazy, go crazy. Don't let your body be lazy. I said, don't stop the body rock till your eyesight starts to get hazy. To the sure shot beat, choose you to the bone. Cause the chili beats on the microphone. To your mind is floating like you're in a dream. And you feel so good that you gotta scream. A jam on it. A jam on it. And on and on and on and on. Cause the beat don't stop till everybody gone. And that doesn't happen to the break of dawn. Clean out your ears and you open your eyes. If you wanna hear the music, just come alive. If you don't know how, get ready to learn. Cause guys, most of you can...
Support for KFAI comes from First Avenue, presenting the Twins of Franklin at the Turf Club Thursday, January 8th. Becky Shaheen and Laura Lou Duchesne aren't twins, but together, their harmonies might make you think so. Indie folk rockers, the Twins of Franklin, take the Turf Club stage with their latest release, This Life. It's indie rock that also embraces Americana, roots, and folk. Opening the show are Katie Tessman and the Turnbuckles and the Gated Community. More information about the Twins of Franklin at the Turf Club is available at first-avenue.com.
Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy, celebrating the B-boys and B-girls all over the world, wherever I have been and have had the blessing of traveling to. I have seen the elements of hip-hop, whether it is graffiti on the streets, on the trains, whether it's Colombia, Johannesburg, South Africa, or the breakdancers I saw in London and in Paris, hip-hop, the pillars of hip-hop are there and alive. And what a wonderful genre of music. So happy to help curate the music on a weekly basis for the team here, the crew here, and so happy to share some of these stories about hip-hop in the Twin Cities and elsewhere. With the public.
If you were to pick a title for a hip hop song to define democracy right now, what would your guys' title be?
Ooh. Let me kind of think on that for a second.
No, we got a radio show.
I'll get it to you before the end of the show. We got some time to get it. I want to get through this music. We can tap into.
It's just a question in between
music.
No.
I'm thinking, Fight the Power, of course, the first thing that came to mind. Thinking
you could
of
make
Public
up
Enemy.
One too.
Like I said, let me think on that for a second. Hit me. I wasn't quite ready for that. So let me think on that.
It's a great question.
It really is.
Right now probably more challenged than anything else, because unfortunately we're kind of guided by the commercial mumble mouse, with the exception of a good number of artists right now. In my head, I got a mixture of Common and Public Enemy, you know, that's going on. So I'm going to say, I can just go straight with Common, you know, taking it away from what he said with the light, because hip hop has always provided the light, the opportunity for people to see in darkness, which we're currently in right now, or to be faced with the issues. That's what democracy, that's what hip hop has always meant to democracy, until the hijacking in the mid 90s. But nonetheless, I think that that's where I would be pushing towards right there.
Okay. I was just curious. I mean, I didn't even, like, I was thinking of even just word, like the title of something too. Like, I wouldn't even know how deep it would be in meaning, but, you know, like, blank, don't kill my vibe. Come on now.
I mean, what I was thinking of, you know, I think a lot of tracks could reflect the times, but what came to mind, again, I don't know the Public Enemy lane, but Night of the Living Bassheads. And that's because we have a real, you know, lemming, immune, you know, almost zombie-esque populace that is moving through this reality and just allowing it to happen without reacting. You know, some people are reacting, but not enough of the citizenry is reacting and responding in disgust to what is happening to our democracy right now. So that one comes to mind. But now I'm challenged, L Book. So I'm gonna have to come back either with the right track or right name of a track or several names to explain how I'm feeling about society at this current moment.
It's a bleak moment, without question. But I think this is where the hope of hip hop, you know, can kind of come through if people can stand and step up. I mean, I can't imagine this would not have been able to happen at the glory days of hip hop. You know, when we're talking about, you know, the X Clans, the Arrested Developments, the you know, even the Slick Tongue cats, you know, with Slick Rick and LL and all of them would have some type of response at this point, you know. And because of the hijacking, the commercial hijacking of hip hop, it's not necessarily tethered to what's going on. You know, I don't hear too much talking about what's going on with our Latino brothers and sisters. I don't hear too much that's going on, you know, from the hip hop community. You know, we're still blinged out, and we're still, you know, we're still kind of in the backside of the Kendrick and Drake, you know, debacle. That wasn't much of a battle after a little while, but
Drake, but Kendrick clearly won that battle.
That's what, you know, during the presidential election, we're dealing with that, you know, more than anything else. And we started to say, you know, skip Canada and all that kind of stuff. I was like, wow, I mean, we really just, you know, now all of a sudden Canada's not, you know, we don't have any tourism from Canada or maple syrup or anything like that. I mean, it's not a good feel right now.
No, I actually read too that Jimmy Dean has, like, not Jimmy Dean, Jim Beam has stopped making some of their bourbon and just keeping the oil drums their bourbon drums, just what they have now, and laid off some staff. Some other bourbon companies over there in Kentucky have too.
I got a couple other names, tracks. that come to mind. Sucker MCs. Run DMC did that one. You Must Learn by KRS-One.
Classic.
You know, this our show.
KRS-One.
Yeah, edutainment is a big part of why we started this show, to entertain and educate folks at the same time. Go ahead. Go ahead, Al Boog. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, no. It's just, six coaches a lot to lay off on a Monday? Or NFL?
Well, it's the end of the season.
No.
It's last game of the season. So how many teams are there? 32? 32 teams in the league?
I just came across, yeah. And I'm 200 and some coaches.
32. Yeah. And so it usually, call it black, what do they call it? Black Monday or
Gray
whatever.
Monday Gray or Black Monday, one of the two.
On top of everything else, yeah. On Black Monday.
And yes. Pete Carroll, the news came through, and I just saw that. And I was like,
oh. Pete Carroll, heard about that one.
That's where Flores is going to go most likely. Flores is going to go to Vegas. So.
Man, I mean, can't we keep him here?
It's what it is. No. I mean, that's what happens. You know, you did your job. You know, you get another chance. Let's do this, and he deserves it. So let's keep it moving.
I like the idea.
We need a quarterback.
I like the idea. Governor Walz has decided not to run for a third term.
Oh, you're shifting gears?
Yeah.
I'm shifting gears because I want to shift some of these titles, right? So.
Oh, you're going back to the titles for the songs.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, because, again, Governor Walz has served the state of Minnesota very well. You know, through the pandemic, you know, through a unsuccessful run as a VP candidate, a very solid administrator at complicated times. And I want to give him his propers for the work that he has done. And now, of course, his assassination of his character because of some fraud and other things that happened. And, of course, it's been blown all out of proportion. You know, there are other states that have had abuse, misappropriation, malfeasance that have occurred. But because Governor Walz is a threat to, you know, the comb-over in chief, we see a full-on assault. He has decided... He decided this weekend that he was going to step away and not run for a third term. Want to give him his props. He's not done yet. He still is going to govern through the next election and the swearing in of whoever the new governor is. But I want to take a look at it. First of all, I think it's terrible what's happened to Governor Walz. But I want to look at what the opportunity is and what needs to happen, the change that needs to happen in the tone against, you know, abusers of power and liars that are filling the airwaves, your email boxes, your text chains with lies and misinformation, sometimes coupled with some truth, and trying to articulate things as if they have a moral compass that is positive and about protecting people, as opposed to what we see that's happening: tyranny, the destruction of democracy right before our very eyes. You know, we saw that with the invasion of Venezuela. No use of the congressional power, which is normally what happens if the U.S. goes into any type of conflict, right? I mean, there's a separation of powers and a way in which these things normally happen, and the current comb-over in chief don't follow those rules. So I'm going to start out with the possible other titles to reflect, you know, the time of the opportunity with the mystery of chess boxing from the Wu-Tang Clan. Right. Oh. We now got to switch it up and go into training and come out with a whole different style to fight these purveyors of tyranny, those who are trying to dismantle our democracy and implant an authoritarian leadership structure before our very eyes. So that's my bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, B. No, going down that kind of philosophy, kind of pulling things together, the thing that popped up in my head is one of my favorite songs is Children's Story from Slick Rick. And again, it's a tragic story, but all of a sudden everybody's doing the WAP to it and everything else, you know, the Roger Rabbit. But now all of a sudden, when you hear about the story about what happened, how the individual spiraled into this very bad situation, that's what's going on right now. We are spiraling down some type of road of just acceptance and trying to, you know, he robbed another and another in the system. We literally have been pirating in the Caribbean. Now, again, there's so many complex, you know, issues going on with Venezuela and other pieces and everything else. But under the pretext of keeping America safe by keeping drugs away from America, from Venezuela, which through speedboats, which couldn't reach our shores, we're actually trying to say we're keeping America safe and we're protecting you. And it's like, no, you just shooting cats. Then you're going to kidnap them. Then you're going to take, yeah, this is Pirates of the Penzance all of a sudden. So in my head, this is that whole thing of a children's story, individual who did not have their full developed mind getting into bad situations and just compounding it, running away from authority and everything else. Because again, this is a very challenged administration when it comes to the law. Again, they've kind of flirted, they've kind of gone around, they've made things happen. They did things without, you know, proper approval, as Jamie's talked about. It's all these things. And we're at this point right now where we have to say, where does this end? Because at the end of the song, what does it say? He was only 17 in a madman's dream. The cops, you know, I forget the last part, but you can still hear him scream. This ain't funny. So don't you dare laugh. Straight and narrow about the path. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I can't even get the words out tonight. But the reality is that we're at that point where does this go? You know, we're talking about, hey, we're going to go after Greenland and we're just going to take Greenland. We literally have a military base on Greenland. We are NATO allies, but you're going to want to take it because of the murals. You want to go after Cuba. You want to go because you're trying to, again, this is about the hubris and not the actual support of humanity. And that should scare everybody. And so a children's story is what comes to my mind when it comes to talking about democracy through hip hop. Got a bunch of kids running around running this place right now.
I ain't going out like that. Shout out to Cypress Hill.
Cypress Hill.
Put your hands where my eyes can see. Shout out to Busta Rhymes. We're going into battle, y'all. The battle's been occurring around us, whether we've been engaging it or not, right?
We got military on our
streets. You know,
we got cats being kidnapped.
That's right.
Straight out. Can I do one hot take on the wolves, though?
Just so we can put it out there. Mm-hmm.
We need to train Anthony Edwards. Boom. There you go. Trade him.
What? So,
oh man. Okay, you did not hear that from this Edwards.
Wait, why? Is this just for shock?
No, this is not shock. I mean, now I'm now doing the whole thing of this ain't one of the great players, one of the great individuals right now.
Shock and all. Go ahead.
But I'm just gonna say it this way: we are never gonna get over the hump because that episode in Atlanta tells you everything. The man walked off the court with 7 minutes left. And there is this whole conversation about the greats always had that competitive edge, that fire and everything else. You don't walk off a court. And he's supposed to be the leader of the team, the face of the franchise, face of the league eventually. And that battle that they had between him and Jokic on Christmas night, Man, that was epic. But he can't stay the course. And we're stuck. So, you know, I've been talking to over some people, and it's not like I don't think he's one of the great basketball players we have right now. But sometimes you got to move on. So
that's your controversial. Hot take for,
that's very interesting.
That is outside the box. As you know, are we good right now going 4-1 in the Western Conference Finals? Or do we want to try to win it?
I think we need a few more pieces. Not to diminish. I'm gonna throw out a couple other tracks. Mobb Deep, Shook Ones, Survival of the Fittest, because we're in battle. We're doing battle right now. And Straighten It Out as a CL Ooh. Smooth and Pete Rock.
CL Smooth.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of other songs. I'm with you, B. In regards to, we don't have what's necessary to get to that next level. Those moves have not been made. You know, we're still in it, and we have to be cautious not to give away too many pieces to get to that next level. And some would argue that maybe, you know, the Cat deal might have been premature. Right. Maybe one more year and we would have got it done, because that did create a unique interior presence between Cat and Rudy Gobert. And we were in a different situation. We were dominant in different ways. The defense was a bit more dominant. You know, DiVincenzo and Julius Randle have added things, but then we lost a piece. We lost that dominance in the interior. But teams are winning. Like, if you look at Houston's team, they don't really even have a true center. So some of the teams that are continuing to thrive are thriving without a kind of traditional, you know, 1-5 player structure. So. Oh. You know, maybe, yep. You know, something needs to happen. And, you know, the Vikings, which, you know, shout out to the Vikings. They took out the Packers, even though, you know, Jordan Love was on the bench. We'll take a win against the Packers any day.
9-8. 9-8. I know we got to get out of here, but right? We're 9-8, baby.
Yeah. Oh, we do have to get up out of here. Well, thank you for tuning in to Beast Rhymes. Thanks for catching that beat. Beast Rhymes of Democracy will be back next week, y'all. We are out.
Trade them.